It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Neighbor and friend. That's what we are, television neighbors and television friends. I was thinking about something. Do you know what a restaurant is? It's a place where people go to buy their breakfasts or their lunches or their dinners. Have you ever been to a restaurant? Well, there's one in this neighborhood that I really like. The people there make very good food, and it's a friendly place. Audrey Roth sometimes works there. I'd like you to see it. So let's just go to our neighborhood restaurant together, all right? Right away. Come along. This is the restaurant right here. So let's just go in. Hi, Aud.
Oh, hi, Fred. I'm fine. How are you?
Good, thanks. I brought my television neighbor to see what a restaurant was like.
Oh, I'm so glad. Can I show you a table?
Certainly.
I'm awfully busy today. One of the waitresses is ill.
I see.
So I'm sort of doing double duty. How about this?
This is fine. Thank you very much.
Sit down and I'll be right back.
All right. Now, when you come to a restaurant, usually somebody shows you what table you're supposed to sit at. And one of the first things you do is to put your napkin either on your lap or up here. And then, well, this is the way a table is set. There's a napkin, then a fork, and a knife on this side, and the sharp part of the knife always faces in toward the plate. And a spoon. Napkin, fork, knife, and spoon. Oh, here's something I'd like to show you too. Some restaurants have these. This is called a booster seat. You put it on the regular chair, and it boosts you up. Some children like to use this. And here's a high chair for very young children. It's a high chair. That's why it's called that. All kinds of people come to restaurants. Oh, thank you, Aunt.
Water, there's your menu, and I will be right back.
Thank you. And sometimes they bring you some water to drink. And a menu is a list of all of the different kinds of food that that restaurant has. People come with their families and their friends. Eating is a very important time for people when they get together. Very important.
Have you had a chance to look? Can I take your order?
Thanks, Audrey. I was just going to show this menu and the restaurant to my television neighbors just to show them what a restaurant was like. But this cheese, lettuce, and tomato on whole wheat looks very good to me.
It is very good.
Do you think I could order it to take with me?
Oh, sure.
Right.
We have an awfully good chef in the kitchen. His name is Bill. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, would you like to see him make your sandwich?
That'd be a great idea. Would we be allowed to go out there?
I think so.
Good. We could go see a restaurant's kitchen. Why don't we do that now? Come along. Okay. Well, just a second, Audrey. I wanted to show my friends. You see up there it says restroom? That really means bathroom. And most restaurants have bathrooms in case you need to go. Yeah, now where's the kitchen?
Right here.
Oh, good.
And this is the kitchen.
What a bright, shiny place.
I'm just gonna put your slip right here. And Bill, this is Fred Rogers, and this is our chef I was telling you
about.
Nice
to meet you.
Glad to meet you, Bill.
And now I'm gonna run. You know I'm busy.
I know that.
Have you ever been in the kitchen of a big restaurant?
Well, I have been in a restaurant kitchen before, but they all seem to be different, Bill.
Can I show you around?
Yes, I'd like
to. Would you like to come over here? Over here is our stove like you'd find at home.
Mm-hmm.
And here on the stove, we have our lentil soup. That's our soup for the day.
Oh, that smells good, Bill.
And over here, we have our spaghetti sauce. We sell a lot of spaghetti.
Gallons and gallons of spaghetti sauce.
Over here, we have the hot water. It's boiling for spaghetti.
That is hot. To be careful, don't you?
Very careful. Okay, let's see what's on your order.
Well, I was ordering a sandwich.
Oh, I see. It's a cheese sandwich with lettuce, tomato, and whole wheat with mayo.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to watch how we make it?
Sure would.
Okay, the ingredients are over here.
Thank you.
Okay, this is our refrigerator, just like you would have at home. And here we have all of our sandwich ingredients.
Oh, it's bigger than I'd have at home. Oh, look at that.
We'll have to get everything out. We haven't had any orders yet today.
I see.
If you'd like to help me?
The cheese?
Cheese.
That big cheese.
The bread. Tomatoes. And lettuce.
Can I help you with that?
Okay. We'll come over this way.
Okay. All right.
Can I help you? Okay, would you like to hand me the cutting board, please?
Is that what this is?
Yes, sir. Okay, and now two pieces of bread.
How are you two coming?
Oh, fine, Audrey.
Fine, Audrey. Grant.
Okay, we have the mayonnaise back here.
I like whole wheat bread.
I do, too.
I like just a little mayonnaise. That's perfect.
Okay, we'll tear some lettuce to put on it, just to fit. And some cheese.
When you were a little boy, who cooked for you, Bill?
Oh, my mother and my father, my grandparents. Would you like to taste a piece of this cheese?
Sure.
Okay.
That's good. Very good.
Good. I'll put a couple pieces of tomato on here. Okay, your sandwich is all done. We'll cut it in half so it's easier to eat.
That was quick.
And we have some tin foil to wrap it in. It'll help keep it fresh. Then we'll put it in this paper bag. It'll be easier to carry.
That's a good idea.
Okay, there you are.
Thank you very much, Bill.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure to have you in our kitchen.
You obviously make a lot of people happy.
I can see that you're ready to go.
I am, Audrey.
Well, should we go and ring up your check?
Bye, Bill.
Bye.
The grand total is?
This looks complicated.
Oh, not really.
Audrey does everything.
$1.87.
Here, too.
Thank you. And Mr. Change.
Thank you very much,
Audrey. Thank you for coming.
Sure wish you well.
Thanks.
You do everything. See you later.
Bye-bye. Bye.
So, we've been to a restaurant. Now let's just go back to my place.
Come on.
Look forward to eating this sandwich. Bill made it just the way I wanted it. I'll eat it later. Leave it in here for now. Better give the fish some food. This is your restaurant right here, fish. Let's have some make-believe now. Hi, trolley. King Friday has been sending messages to different friends to help him with a royal picnic later this week. Let's make-believe some more about that now. All right, trolley, neighborhood of make-believe.
Hi, trolley. Mr. McFeely, look and seek, hide and peek. This game is meant for you. Lift a latch, find the patch of watermelons blue. Bring one to the castle on Thursday. Lift a latch? What latch? Watermelon patch? Well, I'm confused. I just don't know what to do. Oh, I know. I think I'll ask the trolley. The trolley goes everywhere in the neighborhood. Oh, trolley! Trolley, can you come out here a minute, please? Trolley? Oh, hello there, trolley. Now, trolley, I have this information right here. Trolley, I'm sorry to bring you out. I just wanted to ask you, I have this right here, and it says, lift a latch, find a patch of watermelons blue. What latch? Do you know a door or gate with a watermelon patch? Blue watermelons? I just don't understand. Oh, really? You mean that's where it is? Oh, well, thank you very much, trolley. Thank you very much. I think I can find that. See ya, trolley. Speedy delivery to you. I know where that is. Maybe this game will be completed shortly. Let's see if look and see, hide and peek. This game is meant for you.
Hi, Mr. McFeely. You got one, too.
Oh, I did right here. And I think I can find it. I'll see you later. Speedy delivery. Betty Everlyn, speedy delivery.
Okay. Look and see. Okay. A magic tree has rich bounty of fruits that wait for you. Mix them up with eggs and hen and bring them to the castle day after tomorrow. It must mean this tree. But this is an oak tree, not a fruit tree, and this says something about magic.
Meow.
I wonder if I've come to the right place.
Meow, Lady Evelyn, meow.
Hi, hen.
Meow. Meow, turkey left me a note, meow, porch, meow.
Oh, what does it say?
Meow. You read it, meow.
Henrietta Pussycat, look and seek, hide and peek. This game was meant for you.
Meow.
The tree you seek is very near. Upon it, you will fall. If paces 12 you take, and then you pass on through the wall.
Yeah.
Why, hen?
Yeah.
My note says we're supposed to find a fruit tree, and your note tells where it is.
Meow. Meow, meet meow back there, meow.
Okay.
Meow, okay?
Okay.
Meow, wonderful, meow, 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 meow.
Magical tree. Otherwise, the fruit wouldn't be so tiny and so shiny.
Meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Look, hen.
Meow.
A bowl and a sign.
Meow, 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 say.
It says, fruit for you.
Oh, you. Meow, 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 meow. Pick meow.
I guess so.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow.
Oh,
banana.
Here's some bananas.
Meow.
And an apple.
Meow.
And a walnut.
Meow, walnut.
And an orange. Oh.
Meow, beautiful meow.
Oh, and there's a little peach.
Meow, so tiny. Meow, meow,
aren't they? Oh, and a pear. Oh, and some more bananas.
Meow.
Whatever are we going to do with these tiny little fruits?
Meow, don't know.
I hope there's another message coming about this.
Meow, hope so too, meow.
Hey, Lady A, Henrietta, where in the world are you?
Here we are, X.
Meow, here, meow, magic garden, meow.
Well, I'll just come on over then.
Do.
Oh, am I ever glad I found you two, because I got this funny message.
Oh, good.
Hey, wait a minute. I guess it's not such a funny message.
Let's see, X.
Yeah, you read it.
Oh, it tells what's next.
Meow.
The fruit you find is very small.
Meow, for sure.
It certainly is. Yeah. But once you're safe back through the wall, it will feed both short and tall with a fresh fruit salad for one and all.
Meow, fruit salad, but meow, so tiny.
I know, they just aren't the kind you would ever want to eat.
Well, that's for sure. I don't understand.
Maybe somehow.
But how?
Well, in make-believe, anything is possible.
Meow, can't wait, meow, go, meow.
Let's try.
Meow, meow.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, what?
Hooray! We did it!
Meow.
And I have a recipe from my OCS cooking school that will be just right.
Meow, 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 kitchen, meow. Meow, make fruit salad, meow, meow, picnic tomorrow, meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Well, now, listen here, you two. I learned all about cooking from OCS, and I'm going to be able to tell you just what to do.
Meow, are?
You are?
Sure. Now, first we have to wash the fruit and dry it, but not bruise it or damage it in any way. Got that?
Meow. Meow, think so. Meow, meow, meow.
But, X, we've already washed most of the fruit.
Well, now, dry it, and then we can have a little extra fun while we're doing it.
Yeah, musical fun, meow?
Sure, musical fun. You start, Lady Evelyn.
Okay. Oh, this is the fruit that is so sweet.
Meow, meow, meow.
Certainly sweet.
Making a salad for all to eat.
So early in the morning.
Oh, look. Look what I made with the apple skin.
Oh, it's an X. That's nifty glifty. I'm going to make a note of that in my book right here.
Meow, meow, H, meow, Henrietta, meow.
Oh, sure. Here is an H for Henrietta Pussycat. It's the apple skin way.
Meow, say meow.
I love you.
It's the apple skin way to say I care about you.
Meow, 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 way. Meow, 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 way. Meow, 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 way.
Now, Henrietta, you can't sing if your work suffers. I mean, I'm waiting here.
Meow, 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 meow.
Making a fruit salad can say I love you.
Cleaning up, meow, meow, before you're asked to. Meow, meow.
Making sure the fruit is washed without a spot. You missed a few, Henrietta.
Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, Henrietta, I'm sorry, but you did.
Meow, 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 meow.
I really need to sit on this chair.
Meow.
Well, I can't see my book as well as I need to. I mean, sorry, but could you move over?
Meow.
I really think you should.
Meow like meow chair. Meow meow chair. Meow 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 meow. Thank you. Meow 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 meow.
All right. I was only making a little suggestion.
Meow little suggestion?
And oh, it says here in the book to serve the fruit salad in small bowls to make it look good. Why don't you try another bowl, Lady Averlyn?
That's okay, X. Henrietta and I chose this one, and I still like it pretty well.
Okay, just don't say I didn't warn you.
Yeah.
Come on, Henrietta. Aren't you glad to have an expert on your team here?
Meow.
What?
Meow, 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 taking meow cookie snacks, meow.
I was only trying to help out. Oh, it's silly to get mad over a bowl.
I don't think it was just the bowl, X.
What then?
Well, the bowl, the chair, the bowl, the chair, the sort of bossy way of being in charge.
Oh, just because I was the expert?
But Henrietta and I have cooked in our lives, too. We wanted to work together, not just for you in the OCS cookbook.
We can cook together.
Oh, good, X. That would be more fun.
But anyway, she's not supposed to just walk away like that. She has to stay here and talk.
I think she told you how she felt.
How?
Well, she told you when you did things that made her angry, and then she walked out of here with a big meow and took her cookies.
Yeah.
And she was pretty clear.
Oh, bother. I'm tired of having friends. It's just too much trouble.
Meow, meow, meow. That's meow clean. Meow want meow chair. Meow bowl meow wrong. Meow.
Hen, I'm sorry, but you should have told me how you felt.
Meow did tell meow. Meow meow am telling meow. Meow meow mad. Meow don't like bossy friends. Meow meow go away.
Well, I'm sorry, and I'll try not to be so bossy anymore. Okay, let's have some cookies and put the whole thing aside.
Meow cookies, meow for me. Meow Lady Averlyn. Meow our friends. Meow meow Averlyn. Meow out here, meow. Meow, meow, like meow cookies. Meow, Abel.
Oh, sure, Hen. I am so glad that you and X are feeling better. Aren't you?
X, meow, not meow friend.
Oh, Henrietta, I don't think you mean that, really.
Meow was meow friend yester meow. Meow will be meow friend tomorrow. Meow meow not meow friend today.
And just because of all that, she won't let me have a cookie.
Well, I understand why Hen is mad, but I'm not mad, and it's no fun having a snack if X isn't gonna have a snack either. Oh, I guess our fun is over for today.
Meow, guess so.
I think I'll go back inside.
Meow, feel bad me about me a fruit salad.
I'll finish making it myself.
Aw, oh, now wait.
Meow.
I think I want to try again. Can't we try again?
Meow. Meow don't want meow fight.
We can have a good time. Henrietta, let's try.
I won't be bossy, Henrietta.
Meow, I won't meow mad. Meow hope.
We can be friends together.
Meow get scared, meow meow get mad.
If we get too scared about fights, we'll never do things together, ever.
Meow. Meow think meow right.
I think this is the calming down way to say I love you.
Yeah, we can do it. We'll try again.
Meow proud, meow, meow, meow proud, meow, meow.
Back into the kitchen, everyone.
Meow.
Getting ready for the get-together.
Meow, X.
Okay.
if you can do something with angry feelings the way X and Henrietta did, then you don't have to feel so angry anymore. There are many healthy things you can do with your anger, things that don't hurt anybody. What do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong and nothing you do seems very right, what do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag and see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you've planned a thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think, this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a woman, and a boy can be someday a man. That's right. It's good to talk with your friends when you're angry with them, even if it feels hard at first. It can turn out to give you a really good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. I like being with you. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.